You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, mi chula.
Random. John, welcome to the program. Random question, Okay. John, would you ever in your life, whatever the circumstance could be, would you ever consider hitchhiking?
Yeah, if the situation were desperate enough, I'd consider it.
All right. Now, how desperate would the situation need to be?
Need food, water, or to get where I need to go, but...
Okay,
all right. The weather's bad, and it's more than 10 miles. And exactly. At that point, you go like, all right, look, I'm going to... Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
I have never picked up a hitchhiker.
My father did once. He and I, we left upstate New York. He was taking me to see some cousins for the summer, right? And we were driving from Rochester to Manassas, Virginia.
All right.
We picked this dude up basically at the New York PA border. So we've been in the car for maybe an hour. This guy's hitchhiking. My dad picks him up. He even does the don't tell your mother. I'm like, okay, man. Because he's not the type of dude to invite strangers.
Also, but your dad can handle him. He can handle him.
But he's also with his son. Like, I feel like I can handle myself.
I think you can handle that too.
But if my kid's with me, you just make different decisions. But yeah, the guy ended up being fine. Dropped him off in D.C., you know, but it was just
my
weird.
Dad did it too.
Really?
I just wondered, like where I grew up, like, I grew up close to the University of Maryland, right? But I grew up in, like, the neighborhood part.
Yeah.
So, like, to be on, like, the main street there, like, it was just odd. It was just a college student. So, same thing. I don't know why, but my dad, almost the same exact thing. Like, don't tell your mom. Picked him up, but he just needed a ride back to campus.
And yeah.
A normal dude. And it was probably, like, 2.5 miles. Like, he would have made it.
Sure. I feel like a college kid, I feel a little different. This was a grown-ass man, you know, climbed in a car.
I had my sister-in-law, one of her siblings, got stuck once. I can't remember if it was a funeral or a wedding, but it was an important event. And somehow he got stuck, like, outside of Philly.
All right.
So he starts hitchhiking, and a trucker picked him up. But about halfway through, the trucker was like, hey, you got to pay up. So he jumped out. That's what he says.
You got to pay up. Like, pay up, pay up?
Like,
pay up.
Oh, yeah, I'd have jumped out too, man.
Yeah.
I want a mother.
That's what the ride costs?
What's that?
That's what a ride costs?
I guess,
well, basically,
man.
He was like, the guy was like, all right, well, then you got to get out. So he was there at the wedding. It must have been a wedding because I was like, all right, well, we know what his decision was. But no, he got out halfway. And somebody picked him up.
Does anyone have a breath mint?
I've done a ride bulletin board before where you kind of pull a number
off
the bottom and they have the dates up there.
Was it at college or just random?
It was a college.
Okay.
Yeah. You walk by the bulletin board. And there's a couch for $25. There's rides going everywhere that... You just kind of walk up and see what you can do. Because if you ever want to get out of town for a weekend or whatever, a lot of people go to Pittsburgh for the week. If you didn't have a car, you'd just be able to kind of jump at someone's ride, give them gas money. It's understood. Go wherever you're going. I went to see my dad that way.
Really?
Down in North Carolina. So I actually got into a ride share with this lady. And then she dropped one person off in Charleston. And we continued on and kept driving. She was cool. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. And my dad, Greyhound bus home, but that was the worst.
And my dad has a story. I can't remember all the details. All I know, my parents were dating at the time, or maybe they had just gotten married. This is in D.C. back in the 60s, but the weather was bad. I believe it was snowing. His POS car would not start. I think, like, they tried to get a cab, but the cab driver was being actively hunted, for lack of a better word, by somebody who had a gun. So whatever transaction that between the cab driver and this guy was kind of a thing. So they got the hell out of the cab to let the cab driver deal with that. Took my mom, and they were on a double date. So took my mom and the other chick back to his car that wouldn't start, but just to get out of the elements. As I understand it, at some point, he chased the car down because it was going slow in the snow, opened the door, got in, and said, "You are taking me home." I've heard the story like three times. I don't remember all the details, but I believe they got his ass home. He got whatever it is he needed to return to the car and get it started and go. And I'm like, wait, what? And she's like, oh, yeah, your father. All I know is that the weather was bad, a gun was involved with the cab driver, and that...
Where was this?
This was in D.C. when they first got together. And I was just like, wait, what? So I wish I could remember the whole thing. It's kind of an amazing story. I just know cab driver, gun, car that won't start. Total stranger, my father told them you were taking me
what's,
home.
What's the more dangerous element, being the hitchhiker or the person that picks up the hitchhiker?
It really depends.
I know, that's
the thing. You don't know, right? So if you're hitchhiking,
if someone has,
all you can think is, okay, you know, I'm hoping desperately that someone picks me up, but who's the type of person that's going to pull over and pick me up? The flip side is, if I'm the driver, look, I'm not against helping out a stranger, but what kind of person?
Well, yeah,
right. Is
if I'm on Aurora, can I put my thumb out?
They would let you out a block later when there's a misunderstanding.
Can I put a thumb out?
Yeah.
I'm on Aurora.
Yes. Like I said, this could be a misunderstanding.
A cop goes by. Is that illegal?
No.
You can't do it on I-5, right? Because you can't be a pedestrian.
Right, can't be a pedestrian on a freeway. But
if it's like a U.S. route, I could try to hitchhike down 101.
I think if you got stoplights, you could probably hitchhike. But like I said, if you do it on Aurora, there's going to be a misunderstanding within a block.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, I need a ride too, they'd be like, Oh, no, get out of my car. That's right. Not why I stopped for you.
Do you guys remember when we had John Waters in? And I can't remember if he had a bout of the director. I can't remember if he was sick for a little while or something happened. But he determined that he always wanted to hitchhike across the United States.
Yeah.
And he went by himself, and he just did it. And I don't know if he was – I know he was writing a journal. I know he was either writing a book or an article for someone. But this was what he wanted to do. He just wanted to see if he could do it. And he did it. He's 70 years old.
Yeah.
Hitchhiked across the country.
But when did he do it? Because I feel like you hear about
the 60s. He did it right before when he came in to do the interview with us.
Yeah, that would have been later than I thought people would willingly.
And I mean, if you see John Waters and this guy got in your car, you'd be like, oh, God, I've just entered into the Addams Family movie or something weird.
If you did not know who he was.
I wouldn't let him in my car.
That's what I'm saying. To be able to look like him. No offense to John Waters.
No, but you're right. He looks like Gomez Adams.
He looks like very particularly weird.
It's like if Pee Wee Herman had a pencil mustache. That's kind of what you're putting in the car, but a unique individual.
Right. If he told you he never eaten a piece of meat in his life, you just, yes, of course. Whatever. Yeah,
I believe you.
He's very nice.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Super nice. Great guy. But if you don't know who he is and he climbed in your vehicle, you're going to be you'd be alarmed if you were an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just thought he was kind of weird and creepy because I think he just was having fun with me because I didn't realize he was gay.
Then he was probably having fun with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you saying, dude, I think he might be gay. Like, what are you talking about? He was wearing pink socks. We're like, yeah, he's gay, man.
Yeah, like I was like, you want some water? He's like, yeah. And he's like, what's your name? He's like, can you just, you know, make it like half hot, half cold? Right? Some people are like that, right?
Half hot, half cold?
Yeah, some people just don't drink cold water. I don't know if it's teeth or whatever.
Okay, I got you.
So I got it for him, and he was like, ooh, thank you. And like a couple more comments. I saw his socks. Hello. And I was like, what the hell is going on with this guy?
I didn't realize all that happened to you back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just knew his name as being the director of Hairspray. I mean, look, I'm an idiot. He directed Hairspray.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's kind of one of the more famous, I would say, gay individuals in Hollywood.
Yeah. And she really
made it a point to let you know.
She really did eat that poop.
She did, The movie. What movie was that? That was not Hairspray. I can't think of the movie, but in this movie, Divine, who is one of the first, like, just out there trans actresses, right? John Waters used her in a couple of different movies. God, I can't remember the movie, but at some point, she's having a confrontation with, like, her mom or something, but there's a dog turd sitting in the front yard, and as the movie goes, she picks up this dog turd and eats it. And then you find out later, oh,
it was an actual dog turd.
It was a real dog turd.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
She just reached down and did it.
So on the tip of hitchhiking, they say, look, man, probably your grandparents have all hitchhiked. But these days, you could be killed after being picked up, or maybe someone just texts and drives. So in a new poll, only 11% of people say that they have hitchhiked and would do it again. Another 20% have done it in the past, but they had an experience where they would not do it now.
All right.
11% of people have never done it, but have considered it, and 53% of people have not done it and would never consider it. Men are far more likely to hitchhike than women, and younger adults, they're more open to it than older adults, believe it or not. It doesn't really matter what part of the country you're in, but people out west are slightly more likely to do it than people on the East Coast. It's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
Among people 65 and older, 40% say they have hitchhiked in the past.
I can believe that.
So the older you get, the more people have done it on that percentage.
But remember the hitchhike bot from Canada?
Hitchhike bot.
No. They made a robot, and it was supposed to hitchhike across the country.
Did they find it in a dumpster or something?
It got to Philly, and they trashed it and broke it.
You need to pick a different route. You know what I mean? Like, look, if it's headed toward Philly, nothing good is going to happen to this thing. By the way, the movie we were trying to think of with John Waters, it was Pink Flamingos.
Thank you. Yeah.
That does clear that up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.